Thousands of Palestinians headed to Al-Aqsa Mosque on the last Friday of Ramadan, which marks International Quds Day. Despite tightened Israeli restrictions, Palestinians from all over the occupied territories visited Islam's third holiest site in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Israel had increased its military presence throughout Al-Quds, as well as at the Qalandia checkpoint. Israeli restrictions made the trip difficult, but failed to stop many Palestinians from entering the city of Al-Quds.
They cannot stop us. Even if they try to prohibit people from entering Al-Aqsa, they will fail. Look, all these people are trying to head to Al-Aqsa in the last Friday in the holy month of Ramadan. People will always head to Al-Aqsa. Their media is trying to fool us. But as you can see, people are heading to Al-Aqsa.
It is a great feeling when you reach the city, but the journey is filled with obstacle and hardship. I love to visit the holy city. It is an important part of our Islamic faith that we cannot observe it here, especially as the years accumulate and you age, and perhaps next year I won't be able to. I haven't visited the Al-Aqsa Mosque in 3 years. I pray to God that I will today.
This year, the increased Israeli measures included revoking 250,000 permits to visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque, arbitrary search, as well as mass detentions. Palestinians have called these measures a form of collective punishment against the worshippers.
During the holy fasting month of Ramadan, Palestinians converge on Al-Aqsa Mosque in order to maintain ties with the city of Jerusalem Al-Quds, in the hope that the city will someday become the capital of their future Palestinian state. Muhammad Hamayel, Press TV, at the Qalandia checkpoint.